This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you. I've just got one opening that's going to play all week for this broadcast this week. You're going to hear a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. This week, we're going to be looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to be looking at the second chapter. So that's what's going to be airing this week. Hope you enjoy this program. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to be spending some precious time at home with my wife here at the end of this week. So this program is going to be airing all week. Well, it's about a 45-minute sermon, and it's cut up into five parts. So now for more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. That's our face. That's our website. Facebook page is WGOD Radio. And even on Twitter at WGOD Radio, these programs and Sunday sermons are uploaded on those social media sites, usually within a day that they're recorded. Speaking of Sundays, you are invited out to Island Community Church. Now, this coming week, we'll be wrapping up the book of 2 Thessalonians. We'll be looking at chapter 3 this week, Sunday morning at 10:30. You're invited. We'd love to see you out this week at Island. Now, we'll be back again here next week as we continue our study here in the book of Acts here on the radio on WGOD Radio. We've been looking at Acts. I've been taking some time here playing some Sunday sermons just because I got a lot going on in my family right now. So you're hearing some of the sermons I've been preaching at church. But rest assured, we'll be back in the book of Acts again here shortly. So enjoy this message now this week, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Need a spark in your life? Then let God ignite your flame. Let Him put you to work for His kingdom. Brake pads worn out and you can't stop? God can fix you. He wants to restore you. Recognize that you can't do it on your own, but that you need help. And when you do that, that's when God moves in every time. You hear what I said? Recognize you can't do it on your own. Ask God for help. 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you, except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not permit you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, He will provide the way out, so as for you to be able to bear it. Okay, verse 9. You know, I find that works about every time. When you realize you just don't have what it takes to do it on your own, that you cry out to God. Admit that you're weak. What did Paul say about being weak? All right. When I am weak, then I am strong. Then he said, I delight in, right? This list of things he delights in. Weakness, sicknesses. When I'm weak, then I am strong. Matter of fact, let me read that. I didn't plan on reading that. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. When Paul couldn't get through something, he says, I besought the Lord three times that this thorn in the flesh might depart from me. And he said to me, this is Jesus speaking, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10, 2 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. When you get to that place, we just got to cry out to God and admit that we can't make this and do this on our own, that we need help. Okay, verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, that we preached unto you the gospel of God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily, or how piously, and justly, and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. All right, now last week, we saw God has elected us, right? Now today in chapter 2, we discover another great truth. God has called us. Now there's a 1-2 punch. First, God elects you, and then he gets out his BlackBerry and he calls you. First, he elects you, then he calls you. Without the call, you can't get in. Without the call, you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless God calls you. He's got to call you. Because when he calls you, he tells you a secret. And you've got to know what the secret is. Otherwise, you'll never get in. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him. God's got to do something for you to get into the kingdom. Without the call, you'll never get in. The secret that he speaks to you, it's this. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Meet me at the cross. Your phone rings, God calling, you pick up the phone, you answer. He says, meet me at the cross. God's got to call you for you to know that. We sang last week, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there, at the cross, by faith, I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. God has called you. Romans 8:29, whom he foreknew, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Moreover, whom he's predestined, these he's called. And whom he's called, these he's not guilty. These he's justified. Whom he's justified, these he's glorified. Or how about this? 1 Corinthians 1:23. We preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. I was reading last night in my studies, the church at Colossae. They were called as well. Of course, everyone is called. You've got to be called by God. What a word picture. Not to everyone, but to those who were called. And to those who respond to the call. Because Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen.
Right.
First, God elects you. Then, now I've used this word picture before, but here it goes again. Then God calls you. Again, it's just like this phone. What are your responses? What are your possible responses? Because God's got everyone's cell phone number. What's your response? What are your possible responses when God rings your phone? What could you possibly do? The first response you could give is send to voicemail. Right? The person you're trying to reach is busy at the moment. And they will return your call when it's a little more convenient. Second thing you could do, for those with real fancy phones like iPhones and others, you can do something that's called respond by text. If you're real busy, when the person's calling, you see, just hit a button on there, respond by text. Something like, I'm at a football game right now and I'm a little too busy. I'm preoccupied with my meaningful life. I will return your call at a more convenient time, maybe halftime. Maybe I can pencil you in a little bit later. That's the second thing you can do. Respond by text. What's the third response you could give if God calls your cell phone? The third thing you do is you block the call. You just block it. That's when you're sick and tired of this guy calling you. So you block it. Block the call. Block it. Block the call. Then what? He never calls you ever again. And you're happy now. Block the call. Block it. That's it. Ever met anyone out here in the streets today who's hit the block on their cell phone when God's calling? Look around you. They're everywhere. Block the call. Now, don't jump to any conclusions and think that you figure this person out because you haven't. Don't think it's the angry person that's blocked the call. No, no sorry, Bob. The angry person's angry because God loves them. They've got agita. They've got an itch, you see, that they just can't scratch. You see, God loves them. People are angry today. Unbelievers are angry. They're angry because of the love of God. And they're convicted by their conscience. Those that have blocked and God have accommodated are those that they just don't give a rip. No problem, no conviction. The pacifist, atheist, unbeliever, sinner. I don't care. I'm happy. You're happy. We're all happy. Let's all go home happy. Those are the ones that God's given up. Paul talked about those that have their consciences seared with a hot iron.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, all the time.